You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. The trade deadline has passed and the Pistons did not make a move. I have a theory. It's just a theory. But a theory about what the Pistons were up to at this trade deadline. First of all, they were trying to upgrade their roster, just like every team in the league. Different teams have different things in mind, what they're looking for, what direction they want to go. But they want to improve their roster. Maybe it's for the long term, maybe it's for the short term. The Pistons were kind of in between. But I definitely think they were actually open to trades. But what made this year a little different was the volume at which rumors and reports came out about the Pistons' top players. Reggie Jackson, Andre Drummond, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Reggie Jackson rumors were going on for weeks now. Andre Drummond became a real hot name as the trade deadline approached. And then KCP came up in this closing day or two. And that's just not really what we're used to. And Stan Van Gundy, on one hand, would always come out and say, look, we have these discussions. Jeff Bauer's job is to have these discussions with other teams. And who do other teams want to talk about? They want to talk about the Pistons' best players. That's who they're interested in. That's who they're interested in trading. So Van Gundy always said that publicly, always talked about how, you know, this is just par for the course, and also blame these reports often for being wrong or misleading. That, yeah, okay, the Pistons talked with the Magic about Reggie Jackson. Like, what does that mean? Pistons aren't going to trade Reggie Jackson for DJ Augustine and Jeff Green. The first reason being is because that trade wouldn't work financially. The second reason being, it'd be a terrible trade for the Pistons. But the Magic could call up, pitch that trade, and then all of a sudden, there's truth to the report that these teams discussed it. The discussion might have been the Magic asking and the Pistons saying no, but that's still a discussion. And so these conversations happen all the time. But why do certain reports leak out and not others? Why do some of these discussions make it to a prominent ESPN report? Why do some of these get repeated by credible reporters and others don't? There are a couple things going on. Sometimes from the outside, it's hard to tell how serious a discussion is. So sometimes reporters might run with something and maybe imply there's a little more to it when there's not. But here is my theory. This is just a theory, but here's my theory. The Pistons are in a funk. And as a result, one of their paths out of that funk was trying to encourage this idea that all these players were on the block, that nobody in Detroit should feel secure, that they need to pick it up, that the status quo is not good enough. Now, one way to do that would have been to actually trade somebody, but I think Stan Van Gundy is both smart and stubborn enough to know you can't trade players in this position. Reggie Jackson's value is bottomed out. He's having a fairly lousy year for expectations. You don't want to sell low on him. That's not the answer. You don't want to sell low on Andre Drummond either. He's just 23, still coming into his own, but has been in the league long enough where a lot of his flaws are getting magnified. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, yeah, it could be believable that the Pistons would deal him before he's due for a big contract next summer. But if the Pistons are willing to pay that, if they see a way forward with either a small luxury tax bill that they're willing to incur, or more likely other deals they can make to avoid the tax, then no, you don't want to trade KCP now. You'll just pay him, keep him, and get value from him that way. So as an alternative, one way to show that you're serious and angry and not happy with the status quo, that's let these rumors persist. That's encourage these rumors. That's to get everybody excited that, yeah, these players could be on the block, including the players themselves. A little bit of corroborating evidence of my theory. Stan Van Gundy said he talked to the team the other day, and this is what he said. He said, quote, "I almost purposefully did not try to reassure guys. You're in professional basketball. You have to grow up and tough it out and play. We'll talk about the whole process tomorrow after everybody knows what's going on and just see what we can learn from it. End quote. And Reggie Jackson even called like that discussion itself a little awkward. He brought it up and I don't think we were thinking about it. It might have been in the back of people's minds. He talked about it. My mindset was not to focus on it and worry about practice. I think Van Gundy was perfectly content with some of these rumors being out there. And this is just a theory. I don't want to stress this. I don't know this. But I think he welcomed any talk of this, even though nothing was probably serious, because the Pistons' values are too low. And these are players that at one point Van Gundy believed in. I think he took this job in part because Drummond was here and saw Dwight Howard 2.0. He traded for Reggie Jackson and gave him a really big contract. And Van Gundy has just gushed about KCP often enough to know that, yeah, that was another player he inherited, but he believes in KCP. And the fact that the Pistons kept KCP past the trade deadline retroactively confirms that. Because I don't think they would have kept him if they weren't prepared to match any offer. I definitely hope they wouldn't have kept him if they weren't prepared to match any offer. Because that's just going to be asking for trouble next summer. So you look at some of the things that have leaked out, both just before and just after the deadline, of what kind of talks the Pistons were having. These are not things that lend themselves to actual trades being made. ESPN had an article up with information from Mark Stein, Ramona Shelburne, Brian Windhorst, all very good reporters. And these are some of the things that they say had come up in trade talks. That the Pistons were talking to the Trailblazers about Andre Drummond. The Pistons asked for CJ McCollum, and the Trailblazers basically ended it right there, said he's untouchable. McCollum has developed into a really nice player, and he plays a position guard where teams need more help. McCollum is more valuable than Drummond at this point, I think. McCollum has become a very nice player. Drummond might still have more upside because of his athleticism, but McCollum's skills as a scorer offensively, he's probably the more valuable player at this point. And that's a tough bridge to overcome, especially if Portland feels that way, if Portland feels like McCollum's untouchable. Another one that this ESPN article mentioned, some exploratory talks between the Pistons and Raptors about Andre Drummond, and then the implication also was Jonas Valanciunas. I really liked Jonas Valanciunas when he was coming into the draft. For those of you who were reading Piston Powered back then, you know how high I was in Valanciunas, just really, really hoping he'd fall to the Pistons pick. Every year I have like a player who I'm like, yeah, gosh, I hope he falls. Somehow I hope he makes it all the way there. Valanciunas didn't. He went higher to the Raptors. But then later the Pistons, they did all right by getting Andre Drummond. Maybe a little better. Let's just put it how it is, a lot better. And they can thank the Raptors for that. The Raptors took Terrence Ross one spot ahead of Drummond. Drummond is way more valuable than Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe the Raptors would have included more to bridge the gap there, but that's a tough starting point to overcome. Do the Pistons really want to take a step back to Valanciunas, who's not as good of a player, has less upside due to athleticism? That's not really the direction I think the Pistons wanted to go. Seems like more wishful thinking on the Raptors' end. More wishful thinking from the Nets. The Nets were interested in Andre Drummond. The Nets are so devoid of assets. They made that terrible, terrible, terrible trade with the Celtics. They're stuck now. They don't have their first-round picks. They really had nothing to offer for a player as valuable as Andre Drummond. Maybe there could have been some talks, again, just the talks involving Brook Lopez, but Drummond, like a relative to Valanciunas, is more valuable than Lopez. Drummond is better right now. He's not as skilled offensively right now and probably never will be. Lopez has more scoring touch. He has range out beyond the three-point arc all of a sudden. He's way more skilled offensively. But Drummond is so much better on the glass. Despite all his up and down play on the defensive end, Drummond's probably still the better defender. Definitely way more defensive upside, way more upside overall. The other one that came up in this article, this was one we've heard before, some interest in DeMarcus Cousins, maybe, and probably Drummond would have been included in that. I would have traded Drummond for Cousins. If you get an assurance that Cousins will re-sign, or you have a clear path of what you have to do and you think you can achieve it to get him to re-sign. He'll be a free agent, an unrestricted free agent in 2018. But there are so many teams, clearly, based on what the Kings got, there are so many teams that wanted no part of DeMarcus Cousins. I think the Pistons might have been one of them. I think there are a lot of teams that just did not want him in their locker room, wanted nothing to do with him. Another trade idea that was reportedly discussed. The Sixers pitched the Pistons on Jahlil Okafor for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That's according to Jake Fisher of Sports Illustrated. I mean, okay. Like, good for the 76ers for asking. Shoot your shot. But no way the Pistons do that. No way. KCP is way more valuable, better player. And on top of that, that's already more than enough. But on top of it, the Pistons are already pretty set at center. So not only is it just in a vacuum a bad deal, specifically for the Pistons based on this roster construction, it'd be even worse. So none of these really seem like they had much substance. I don't think there was anything particularly close. The Pistons value their players. Their players also haven't given the rest of the league much reason to value them. I think this was about a wake-up call, and lo and behold, there was a talk coming out of practice. Reggie Jackson trying to push the pace a little more. It's something Stan Van Gundy has been getting on him at. And Reggie Jackson likes to play slower. They're trying to find a middle ground. Reggie Jackson isn't always open to getting to the middle ground. But here this week in practice, he's pushing the pace. That's what Van Gundy wants. I think this is what he wanted all along. So no trade now for the Pistons before the trade deadline. Maybe they'll try again over the summer. They've got to get the value of their players up. The number one way to do that is to win. Pistons are playing the Hornets right now. We'll have more on that game tomorrow. See if the Pistons can turn a corner in this post-All-Star break the rest of the season. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.